And welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Mao. I'm an empowerment coach that helps you live the bliss soft life, aka the BS life, which is about living in alignment with who you are on a soul level. I help you with your mindset to shift that from fight and flight and from stress and overwhelm, anxiety, to being more aligned, calm, and calming your nervous system. And my podcast is all about self-help, mindset tools, infertility, motherhood, and holistic well-being. So emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health. And I have guests that come on and talk about their expertise of what it is to help you to live the blessed soft life. So today's episode is going to actually be about confidence. Lately, I've been noticing that I've been really on the quieter side. I have not really put myself out there like I usually do. I've been switching things up a lot. Usually my schedule is always busy. I always have calls or something going on every single day. This year, I'm choosing to live in more softness and quiet and peaceful times because I know that when my son comes, so right now I am actually 27 weeks now. Yay! Almost in my third trimester or beginning of third trimester. I don't know, whatever it is. But he will be coming soon. And if you don't know, I'm pregnant for all the newcomers or new listeners. And having this baby, I had a miscarriage before in 2024. And then it took a whole year to have this pregnancy. So I'm very thankful. I'm trying to just be at peace with my life. And before he comes, I know it's going to be chaotic. So I haven't been doing much. I've kind of just living in flow with however my life should be at this moment in time, because I know it's going to be a lot of hustle and bustling when baby boy comes. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I know I'm going to have to take care of a newborn, which is going to take up a lot of my time. And then I have a little toddler at home as well. So I want to try to be as present as much as possible for my kids. And both my kids, I had a miscarriage before having them. So they are both little miracle rainbow babies. And I do not take motherhood and my babies for granted. So I know in this moment in my life, it's about trusting quiet time and putting my energy onto my kids, which is okay. But before that, I wanted success so much in my business. I wanted success on a number, like, oh, my success and my value is based on how much I make on my business. But I literally changed my mindset this whole year and was like, you know what? F it. I don't care. I know I'm already successful. Like, I don't need the number to tell me that I'm successful. And this is part of the confidence that I'm going to talk about today. So being in this quiet era in this time in my life, truly living the bliss soft life, the BS way, which is being in alignment, guys, like literally in alignment with who you are, what you're meant to do, and not forcing any of it. And just accepting what reality is giving you. And this confidence within me wasn't there in the beginning of the year, trust me, because it was interesting. The more I did, And the more I didn't get the results, I felt shittier, guys. And that shittiness kept going out of control, like spiraling out of control, where I felt like I had to do more than that. I was addicted to trying to get outcomes and to get the term success of what I thought would be successful. But slowing down, I was like, whoa, that is not success. I was stressed out. I was sad. I was putting my worth on a value of some sort. No, I'm invaluable. Like, literally, guys, know the value of your worth. Why do we not go around talking about how amazing we are? I look in at myself in the mirror, and my husband goes, and I'm like, dang, I'm so good looking. Like, I'm hot. And he tells me, why are you so conceited? And I'm like, dude, I'm not conceited. I just love myself. But when you're talking so good about yourself and you're really feeling yourself, why does it seem so cocky or negative or bad? But when you talk shit about yourself, people are like, oh, don't be so hard on yourself. Like, it's okay. That is not okay. We should be actually promoting talking about how amazing and beautiful and positive things about ourselves and making that normal. But instead, we are so used to hearing people's sadness and failures. And then for some reason, it gives you a validation of like, okay, you should feel better too because they are miserable. No, we should all be celebrating each other's amazingness. We all have our own gifts. We all have our own powers. We are also beautiful in our own different ways. We should all be embracing that. And I'm standing here saying this because I'm confident in who I am. Finally, I've been on this struggle of not feeling good enough and always thinking that I'm not ever going to be good enough for other people or for being a life coach or being on this podcast. I've always had this imposter syndrome. And in 2 weeks or next week, when this episode airs, actually, I'm going to be speaking at my first live event. And I keep thinking to myself, like, man, speaking in front of people on a stage is so scary because it's not what we say. It's the confidence of how much you truly believe in yourself that people can feel and see. And the number one scary thing, I think, or fear that people are fearful of is speaking in front of people because you're getting judged. And a lot of us are so insecure and scared of what other people are going to think that you get stuck on that. And so that fear comes in. And then you just don't deliver what you need to do. And trust me, I'm dealing with this. But in my mind, I was like, dude, I'm meant to speak. Like, and I did little gigs at my OBGYN's prenatal classes. And I remember the first time I did it, I was reading off a paper. I was so nervous because I was thinking about what other people thought of me. And then doing it for over a year now, I'm like, dude, it's the value of what I bring. So if I'm just valuable in general, and me just being here in this room is already valuable, then I have nothing to lose. And the crazy thing is, I know all this stuff. The thing that I tell others, I live it. I've experienced it. I'm not coming here telling all you guys what to do because I like lied or am, I don't know, just trying to pretend I'm something that I'm not. I've always been transparent. I've always been real with you guys. I don't hold anything back. And so why do I need to be fearful of any of this? And again, the thing that I used to psych myself out is like, oh, I care so much about other people. I mean, I still do. I love people. I love other people. But I need to love myself first. I need to respect myself. I need to literally take care of my mental health and me first and not about other people. And if I love myself truly first, then other people will feel that. And so that confidence within me kept developing because I'm able to literally sit with my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions and let it finally come through, because my nervous system was on fight and flight mode for so long that my ego was just dominating my life. And your ego is always telling you, like, the negative things try to keep you safe. That's its job. I mean, you know, it tries to keep us small. It tries to leave us in familiarity, right? But if you're trying to grow and expand and to become somebody new or different, you're going to have to let go of the ego. You're going to have to let go of those old beliefs, the old identity that no longer serves you. So you need to really take some quiet time to change, to reflect. And a lot of us don't take time for this. And I had to force myself. Being pregnant, I was just like, dude, I just need my sanity. I just want some peace and quiet before a baby boy comes. And that's okay. And in the beginning of the year, it's May already, guys. Happy May, by the way. My gosh, I felt uncomfortable. Like I said, I was so used to the fight and flight, always trying to do something, and then always chasing. And then when I didn't get the outcome I wanted, I was disappointed. And then I just kept down this like path of negativity that isn't even working for me anymore. And so I was like, what? I got nothing to lose, whatever. So this peace and quiet has been so nice, where I was able to finally get ahas that I needed, and I feel more aligned than I've ever felt with who I am for a long time. And when you're aligned with who you are and on an energetic level, because we're all energy and everything is a frequency, so if you're aligned, you're high vibe, and you're going to have the people that you want in your life, you're going to have amazing synchronicities, you're going to see all this great, amazing things happening, which I have been lately, which is so crazy. It's so cool to see. So today, I just recorded a different podcast episode, and we were talking about Dao, but man, she reminded me of how to just be. Because Taoism is accepting for who you are and not trying to struggle or push and resist, right? Kind of flowing with life and just being the way you are. And then I met another lady, the male lady, and she reminded me of like just the simplicities in life, of like how she's in gratitude all the time. She's even grateful for having a nice shower and being able to be outside in the sun that gives her energy, and she's looking at beautiful flowers and the trees, and it's like, whoa, she's just so thankful for life. And she just reminded me I am on the right path, because every day I go for a daily walk, and then today I saw two beautiful butterflies, monarch butterflies, and they were just flying together in synchronicity. And then I saw a dragonfly by me, and I'm like, whoa, this is so much beautiful magic in just like 1 second, right? And then I was also able to see a hummingbird as well through my walk today. And I live like in the city, so I mean, it's not super naturey or anything, but on my walk I was able to see the beauty in life. And that's what being grounded and just seeing the simplicity and being in gratitude just helps with knowing who you are on just like a very basis level. And then Dallas reminded me of that, and the lady reminded me of that, and I just know in my heart core being that, like, man, if I just accept who I am just on a regular human plane level, I'm already amazing. But I'm doing above and beyond basic living, so of course I'm freaking awesome. And it may sound conceited to you, but no, truly, I feel it in my body for once in a long time that I am worthy. I am powerful. I'm truly amazing. And I'm not just saying these affirmations because I'm saying it. I truly feel it as well. And when you actually can feel that energy and that vibration, it feels so good. And the crazy thing is, when you actually feel it, your vibration changes and it gets higher. So the higher frequency, the higher, more things that you can manifest into your life, right? And so I could psych myself out for this speaking gig, which I usually would because I'm stuck in fear, overwhelm, anxiety, and people pleasing. Or I can stand in this positivity of I trust myself. I love myself. I'm confident in my abilities. And you know what? It will all work out. And just this example, me sharing with you guys, is that one night you could choose. You can choose how to live life every day like this, either in fear or in trust and love. Right now, I'm choosing trust and love every single day. I really honestly have no idea how it's going to pan out, by the way. I will give you guys an update. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? They can judge me? Okay, so what? But I'm just going to be there talking about reinventing myself and my story. And I can't mess up talking about myself and my story. I mean, I do this for a living. I talk to you guys about my story and my life constantly, every week. So this is something not out of the norm. So I shouldn't be nervous about it. I mean, I can be a little bit nervous, but I shouldn't psych myself out where I can't even show up and do this. And I used to get crazy mad anxiety because I used to care so much about what other people think. But I know if I just talk to people and just know that these other people are amazing and great and they're at this event for a reason. You know, we're all like-minded. So I shouldn't have to be scared or worried or psych myself out over this. They're just also other human beings that are respectful and nice and loving. So I'm just there to tell my story. And this is what I'm telling myself. And I'm so excited. This is my first real life speaking gig. I mean, I've done others online, which is a little different, but I'm actually going to do it in person, which will be a little different. But I have my bestie coming, supporting me, and then a group of other ladies there too, who will be there supporting me as well. And I'm just so honored, excited for this opportunity. But the confidence that I have never felt this. And it feels so good to finally be able to connect with this confidence. And even though I'm doing less in life, I'm feeling way more confident than I've ever felt trying to push through and do more. So if you were like me, a high achiever, type A, trying to control every situation or always trying to do more, thinking that you're going to get better or more results, no. If you're a high achiever and type A and you're doing so much and you're not getting the results that you want, that means you need to stop what you're doing, slow down, and reflect. Take some time for self-love. Take some time for you. What brings you joy and happiness again? Stop being on this hamster roll of, or hamster wheel of, I gotta do more, 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 more. It's easy to get stuck in that because you feel like you're doing something. But really, even if you're doing something, are you getting the results that you want? Dude, this year, I'm doing less, but still every month, I'm still at least doing one card reading or something in my business. I mean, at least I'm still getting something every month. It's not a lot. But again, I'm not putting my worth on the amount that I make in my business. I just see like I'm doing less, but then yet still I'm still gaining, right? And I'm still gaining the same amount that I would have if I pushed really, really hard. So I'd rather choose softness and blissfulness and peacefulness in my life instead of pushing so hard to get the same results. What's the point of that? And knowing my worth. And I think you have to really, if you're trying to look for confidence, find your self-worth. No one can give you the confidence that you need. No one can say anything, right? So even if someone tells me, like, you're so amazing, you're this and this and this, but if I truly don't feel it, I'm not going to know or really believe in their words. And just like when I tell other people or all my clients, I'm like, dude, you're truly amazing. And they're like, no, I'm not. I don't feel that at all. It's because it comes within you. So I can tell you everything, but if you don't put it into practice and you don't truly believe it yourself, no one can help you feel confident and loved. That has to come from within you. And finally, I feel this confidence and love. Like, I've always actually felt love, but this confidence feels so good that I'm like, man, I feel like I can accomplish anything. And another realization is, I'm like, my life isn't even as hard as other people's life. Why do I feel like these simple tasks that other people have to overcome or that I have to overcome is so bad, but it's really not. I just have to overcome my own fears of speaking in front of people or overcome fear of my self-worth. Like, this is not a big deal. I know there's other people or souls that are trying to overcome, well, I mean, rape or like murder, or, you know, something crazy. By the way, actually, I was raped one time in college, so I did overcome that. So, I mean, I don't talk about it openly or often, but at that point in life, I can see why it happened to me, because I did not love myself. I had no self-worth. And obviously, as a victim, I'm not saying like all these other people should be like that, but or that you deserve it or whatnot. That's not the point, is that I learned something from it. And luckily, I'm safe and loved now, but I really did not see my worth at all. And so when you're in a low vibe state, a lot of bad things happen to you. And so that's why I hate my college days. I hate it so much. I didn't talk about it because I was in such a low vibe learning state. Like, that was like the dark night or the dark soul of the night, whatever people say. That was a very dark time in my life and my college days. And I never want to go back to that. And yes, I'm thankful for all those lessons, because I really struggled. I can't even explain to you. But yeah, I got raped, and then I was like not learning about self-love. I just focused on partying, and I was just doing all the wrong things. But if I knew all of what I know now in my 30s, I would wish and hope that I could teach this earlier to my daughter, so she doesn't have to have such a hard life. I mean, everybody will have their own traumas and struggles, but if I can give her tools, then great, right? Like, tools to overcome the hardships. And right now, what I really want her to learn is that I don't want her to complain. I want her to figure out how to solve the problem, because there's always going to be a problem. You can always complain. You can always cry. You can always whine about it. What are you going to do about it? Like, honestly, are you going to use your critical thinking mind to find a solution or to get results of some sort? What are you going to do? And I noticed that my husband tries to baby her and do everything for her. So I'm trying to just let her learn. So when she spills something or she drops something on the floor, you know, she'll start crying because she knows she's wrong. She's like, and I'm like, don't cry. It's fine. What are you going to do? Are you going to clean it up? What are you going to do to resolve this? Are you going to fill up more milk, or what if it's some liquid? What are you going to do? Instead of crying, what are you going to do? Right? That's just so simple. And if she can't even do the simple things and figure that out, then we got a problem here. Problem solving is so important. In my regular job as a paralegal, I have to find ways to figure out solutions on how my attorneys need certain things. And sometimes I've never done it, and I have to Google research it. Find ways to figure out how to solve that problem that they need. And I think that's something that built my confidence up as well, because I'm like, dang, these attorneys don't even know how to do it. Like, but then I don't know how to do it either. But then I try to find ways and solve it. And it's like, dang, I am so valuable. That's why I never worry about my real job. I know it may sound cocky, but I'm like, they need me. I will never be replaced by AI. And the funny thing is, I had friends that came over last week, my coworker, and we had like a work event at work. So we were talking about AI, and then my husband was like, are you ever scared that AI is going to replace your job? It's like, no way. No one can replace me. I am invaluable. Like, no one can do what I do. Honestly, I work efficiently. I just know my worth. Like, I just know that. Also, I'm a people person. Like, I'm able to interact with people and get along with everybody. And that's another skill that a lot of people don't have. And that's another skill that I want my daughter to have. Like, with AI coming, what's going to separate you from a robot? Your personality, your emotions, being human. Who cares about being able to, like, know the math or get that number or, you know, whatever it is? Okay, AI can do it. But what's going to make you stand out? Your personality, your problem solving, you know, all these little skills that truly make you incredible and invaluable. And that really helped with my confidence. Like, I just realized, I'm like, whoa, I'm truly amazing. Like, not only with work, but also as a mom. Like, I used to be so hard on myself. And so slowly I'm letting go of all of these expectations. So at work, when I would mess up a tiny little bit, I would feel so bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not perfect. They're going to fire me and have this crazy narrative in my mind. And today I actually did like mix up a number, but whatever. I was just like, whatever. We'll figure it out. It's not a big deal. Like, I used to beat myself up and I would have analyzed and processed it. Like, oh my gosh, what did I do? How did I do this? Blah, blah, blah. They're going to fire me and I'm going to look so lame and dumb. And why? Who cares? We're human. I mean, we make little mistakes here and there, whatever, but it's fixable. I'm not even worrying about it at all. But used to, I would have. Right? That's the confidence that I built up within me. And then being a mom, I used to be so hard on myself. Well, actually, I'm going to be real with you all. So last night, Gemma threw 3 tantrums. So we had 3 talks. And I call them talks because it's not timeout. So I don't make her go stand in a corner by herself while she regulates her own emotions. I believe that you need to regulate your emotions and with somebody, and somebody can help assist you with that. Because as a kid, as a 3-year-old, how do you do that on your own? I mean, yeah, I guess you can learn yourself, but your kids at a young age already emulate you. Like, they copy you, your energy. You lead by example. So it's one of the hardest things though. So when I'm in the closet with her, and I specifically pick the closet because it's very quiet and it's just a space for just me and her to be in, so I can hold her and wait for her to regulate her emotions with me. And then I keep telling her, I love you, calm down, and let's just breathe. Okay, so the first 2 times it went by really fast, so she felt my energy. I was so calm, I was so loving. So maybe within like less than 5 minutes both times, she was regulated, and then we talked it out, and then we went on our way. But this last one, oh my gosh, it got to me. So I wasn't regulated. I was really pissed because it was like already 10 p.m. I wanted her to go to bed. I was irritated. I was tired. So she felt that energy. Isn't that crazy? And so, of course, this tantrum went on for like an hour because I couldn't regulate myself. I was just so irritated, annoyed. And it was the end of the day. I was like, dude, you already made me do it 2 other times. You really want to make me do it right now again? I was so mad. And again, I'm just sharing this story with you guys because it shows that we are all just humans. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm still a work in progress, but I have to accept it. And so she kept screaming, crying, and I was just like trying. I would go in and out of being annoyed and the loving and the being annoyed and loving. And she just knew I was a hot mess too on an energetic level. But finally, eventually, after an hour of crying, she finally calmed down. But man, that was so hard. And you know what got her to calm down? Because I just started breaking down crying because I was like feeling guilty. Like, man, motherhood's so hard. And I feel so sad because I lost control and I started thinking of all these negative things. Like, I'm a bad mom because I got mad at her. And it wasn't the best that I wanted to be in that moment in time for the third time. I mean, the first two times, I'm very proud of myself. I really was calm and regulated. But the third time, no. And I felt guilty for that. So I cried and she saw me crying and we both were crying because she was throwing her tantrum. And then finally she just stopped crying. And then she kind of breathed a little bit with me. And then we were able to talk it out. So this is why I call it the talks, because I wait for her to regulate herself. And then we have a talk where she, you know, she'll talk to me. And I never tell her to say sorry to me, by the way. I never force anybody to say sorry because you either mean it or you don't. And so she just comes up to me and gives me a hug and goes, "I'm sorry, mommy." And I was like, "I'm sorry too. I'm sorry for getting mad and yelling at you too. You lead by example, and it's okay to not be perfect. They're not perfect. So why do we expect them to be a perfect 3-year-old that wants everything and goes exactly the way they want it? No, no, no. It's not how it works." But I just was crying, and finally we got over that hump. But the whole point of me sharing that story is that I felt like a shitty mom. But then when I look back and reflect right now, I'm like, dude, the two other times, like, in general, I'm just a great, amazing mom because at least I'm aware. At least I let her be and go through her feelings and emotions, you know? And a lot of people may do it differently. And I know, like, my twin was like, dude, why don't you just put her in timeout? Why do you have to sit with her? They'll regulate it themselves. And I'm like thinking, okay, sure, yeah, you could do it that way, that's fine. I mean, a lot of people do it that way, but me, I choose to do it differently. I want to be there with her, even though it's hard. It's a hard thing. But every time I go in there with her, it shows me and it teaches me also what I can tolerate or how much more learning or whatever I need to learn. And I just want her to know that I'm always there for her. Even if she isn't feeling her best, or when you're throwing a tantrum and you're having a hard time, I want her to know that I will always be there with her. And that's something that I hope I can instill in her. And so how does this all correlate with confidence? Well, all of these life lessons have been coming to me, and I'm having this awareness that I've been doing the best that I could, and I'm juggling a million things, and I'm disregarding everything that I do as like, oh, it's nothing. No, it's so much. I do so much. I'm such a great worker for my 9-to-5. I'm a great entrepreneur. I'm a great person in general. I show up for you guys every Friday trying to add value and honestly caring, like truly caring, not fake caring, about each and every single one of you. I feel like I'm a great friend. I always try to be here for everybody when I need to be. I'm a great sister. I'm a great daughter. I'm a great wife. Maybe on the wife, I could be a little bit better. I mean, I kind of throw jabs at my husband. But see, again, I'm reflecting on like how I am with him. I'm like, why am I always so harsh on him? And he's not going to change if I'm not changed, or like my perspective about him doesn't change. And so I'm noticing like when I'm softer and sweeter to him, even though it's weird for him, he doesn't like to be very touchy and emotional. He's very like, closed off. But he's just so loving. He's a loving, kind man. And when I do come from that space of love, and you know, he reciprocates it back in his own way. But with him, I've noticed that I've always focused on what he does not do, but I need to focus on what he does do. So I can be better on the wife. But it's a work in progress, guys. It's a work in progress. But I'm amazing at all of these things, and I'm juggling it all. And my standards are so too crazy high. It's like, why? I don't need to strive for perfectionism. We're just doing it already. I'm killing it. I'm doing it. And so I'm truly loving myself and my life. And that has built up the confidence that I need to do anything that I need to do. And it's prepping me, truly, this confidence within me, this fire, is prepping me for this speech that I've been preparing for, actually, for the past 3 months. So, you know, I got this. I don't need to psych myself out. And this is one of the biggest things that I'm focusing on right now in my life, is doing this speech, because it's a life purpose of mine, or a dream of mine, to talk on stage. And this is just the beginning, which is so exciting. And I know that doors are going to keep opening for me that is ready and in alignment when I am ready. And the other thing is that what built crazy confidence for me lately too is truly understanding myself more. And understanding meaning knowing my value, my worth, my gifts, my superpowers, understanding all of that more in depth, and then accepting those powers truly makes you feel good, makes you feel confident, amazing. And I want this for all of you guys. You can have this feeling too. And the first step is to give your time self-awareness, self-love, and to just pause what you've been doing. Give up what you've been doing that no longer works, or what's not working. Give it up. Stop. Just pause. You can go back to it at any moment in time. It will be there. But give yourself that time to reflect, truly reflect. And that's when the miracles, amazingness, clarity, ahas come to you. And the exciting thing is, too, I'm going to see Mel Robbins. Well, when this episode airs, I will already have seen Mel Robbins, and it's going to be fun and exciting. So I'll probably give you guys an update on that in my next episode or my next solo episode. But confidence really does come within you. It's you feeling worthy of yourself. And nobody can make you feel worthy except for yourself. And it takes awareness to do it. It takes some action as well, right? You got to force yourself to let go of the old, stop what you're doing, doing the old patterns that no longer serve you, having those negative thoughts come in and being aware of, like, no, that doesn't work. Nope. You're not going to actually overpower me today. Doing those little things on a daily basis, that's going to help you shift. It's going to help you change your life. And when you have this confidence, you're going to be able to tackle anything that you want in life. And you're not going to let any limiting beliefs get you down. It's going to be awesome. So come join the Bliss Off Life with me. If you need some help and guidance, I can help you too. We can work one-on-one, either through an empowerment coaching call, which is in a one-hour session. Or you can do a numerology guidance card reading, which is a card reading with some coaching. That's like 30-minute coaching, 30-minute card reading in an hour. Pick your poison. Each one is powerful in their own way, so pick what you would like and see what comes about. Like, every person who has actually done either a one-on-one empowerment session or a card reading with me has always gotten great results. No joke. Like, go ask anybody who's done one with me. And I think on my website I have reviews as well, so you can go check that out. But know that you're not alone in this, and that you can really have somebody who's been there, done that, know exactly how to guide you, and I'm here for you. And so if you really thought that this episode really helped you, please leave in the comments below. I want to hear from you. I love hearing from each and every single one of you. And share this with somebody that you think would benefit from hearing from this as well. All right, I love you all, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye! Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!